You're back again with News and Views here on News Talk 1010 WCSI 981 FM. I'm News Director John Clark. This morning I'm talking with the candidates for Bartholomew County Council in the at-large races on the Bartholomew County Republican ticket. My next candidate is Kim Bennett. Kim, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So for people who haven't had a chance to meet you, what do people need to know? Can you talk a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Again, my name is Kim Bennett. I have been born and raised in Bartholomew County. I grew up going to St. Peter's Lutheran School and then graduated from Columbus East and then went to college. Worked my way through college, started working at Irwin Union Bank. I've been in banking for 30 years. Most currently, I'm with German American Bank as a treasury management officer. I am married to my husband, Brian, who also grew up in Bartholomew County. He went to elementary school at Taylorsville and has worked for Milestone Contractors for 30 plus years as well. And we have two children. My daughter, Sarah, is 20, and she's a sophomore at Marion, finishing up her year there. And my son, Charlie, is a seventh grader at St. Peter's.
So have you run for office before?
I have never run for office before.
So why are you running? What interests you about running for the at-large seat in the council?
Primarily my interest in the community. I am just have always been very heavily involved in the community. And I realized early on just how important it is for the private, public, and non-for-profit sectors to work together. So, of course, I've worked in banking for 30 years. So my experience has mostly been on the private sector, but also volunteering with multiple non-for-profits. I'm currently involved with several non-for-profits and been with other non-for-profits throughout my entire working career. And really to make a difference, I feel like the next step would be for county council.
Do you want to talk a little bit about some of the organizations you've been involved in and the activities?
Sure. Currently, I am involved with United Way of Bartholomew County. I serve on their board as well as several of their committees and also on the Doug Otto Center board. I am on the board of directors for Turning Point, Kids Commons, and then also serve on the Planning Fun Run Committee for the Morris Marathon Kids Fun Run that happens the Friday night before the event. And then also I'm on Rotary, Columbus Rotary, that meets at noon on Mondays.
For people that are running on county council, obviously the big issue that county council deals with is the budget and funding and that sort of stuff. Have you had a chance to take a look, and do you see any spending cuts or spending increases that need to happen in the county?
Well, I have had a chance to review several of the county budgets. Each department has its own budget that rolls into the overall county budget, and I have had a chance to overview those. Without really diving in, I don't see any immediate cuts or anything like that that I would make a recommendation to do. However, I think that it's very important in the role to really look at all of the budgets, make sure that we are being very prudent in our spending, making sure any additions or cuts are done with very well thought out, and making sure we're doing what is best for the community as a whole.
One of the biggest changes I can recall in recent years on the county funding was the creation of the law enforcement public safety income tax. And a lot of that money has gone to fund the jail and to fund ASAP, the Alliance for Substance Abuse Progress. And now that we have Mental Health Matters and some mental health initiatives that I'm assuming some of that funding will go through. Any thoughts on increasing that income tax and what that money's being used for? And are we spending it in the right places with that?
Well, I would not recommend increasing any taxes at this point without having a lot of research and understanding of where that would be. So I would not make a recommendation to increase any taxes at this point. I think that we need to be very prudent with the dollars that we have and make sure that we're using them the best way possible. In terms of the initiatives that that particular fund goes to, all of those are highly important. And they all are interrelated in one way or another. Definitely ASAP and any mental illness initiatives can affect what happens with the police or the sheriff's department, et cetera. And they deal with a lot of those as well. But also just making sure that all of those are being used to the best of the community's interest.
Well, as you're looking forward to the possibility of being on the county council and you look at the things coming down the pike, any thoughts on challenges that are coming and or things that you're looking forward to dealing with?
Well, absolutely. I just look forward to working with the county council as a whole. I've been going to several of the meetings and it seems like they work well cohesively with each other. And even on areas that they may not necessarily agree on, they do have a healthy conversation, which I think is open to really moving forward. When I think of challenges for the community, one, of course, is the youth services building. Building has been slowly aging and is into the point where it needs significant repair or maybe even just to be rebuilt. So really looking at all the options for that building and what are our needs long term. So not just in a building, but what do we need in terms of services? What do we need in terms of staffing? What do we need in terms of technology? How will we support that? So really looking at the entire picture as well as all the options. So I think that's one of the challenges and really understanding a full picture of what the potential could be or what best resources to use if we do not have the resources here. So just exploring all options, I think, is really important and understanding the cost of all those options. But I also think it's important to understand the cost of not moving forward with any particular option, whether it's the youth services building or something else. There are, you know, there has been several articles in the paper regarding homelessness. That is something that the city is working closely with United Way. I think United Way and Mark Stewart is a great resource to bring into that. They are best suited with their experience with individuals facing a lot of the challenges that lead someone to homelessness. They already work on, so it's not new to them. And so I think we have a lot of opportunity there. We also have some challenges with the current ambulance system in the community. We've had a contract that is now coming for renewal, so we will be looking for options there. So we actually have a lot of challenges, but we also have a lot of great things as well. So just making sure that we address the needs of the community and don't lose sight of the things that we're doing well.
Do you think that the funding in general for the county, I mean, are we at a good place?
Bartholomew County, we are privileged in our county with the resources we have, but not only the resources that we have through taxpayer dollars, but also the other resources in the county that take some of the burden away from tax dollars. However, I think that you always have to plan for the future and not just assume we're good today that we'll be good 5 years down the road or 10 years down the road. So always looking and planning. So we do have some reserves for the rainy day fund, but just making sure that those are used to the best and maybe capitalizing that in terms of how we're utilizing that to grow that fund and make sure that we're using the growth of those funds for the right initiatives.
Any thoughts on or message for the voters and what you would like people to know as they're heading out to the polls to make their choice in this race?
Early voting is going underway. And then, of course, Election Day is May 7th. So regardless of whether or not your vote makes a difference, it absolutely does make a difference. This is not only a big local community vote with the county council, as well as we have a contested commissioner race, but it's also, we have several individuals running for governor this year, as well as it is a presidential election. So every vote counts. So get out there, vote. You can vote early. You can vote currently at Donner Park and the county building there on 3rd Street.
We've been talking this morning with Kim Bennett, Republican candidate for Bartholomew County Council at large. Thanks for listening to us here at News and Views on News Talk 1010 WCSI and 98.1 FM. I'm John Clark. We'll be back next week with more News and Views. Hope you have a great weekend.